For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Madonna Hines, Mia Hansen Aloha, Christy Dougherty, Just Sayin', Kelly Barlow, and Cindy Gerson. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old broths. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelorette podcast, which is very juicy. Go listen. And I'm here with my partner, bestie, soulmate on the internet, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. You're so unbelievably sweet. I wish I could say the same about you. No, I'm just kidding.
What the hell? I specified on the internet.
No, Ronnie, you're my internet bestie also.
You're my soulmate, not my whole mate. Okay, let's not get it twisted.
Darling, everybody, it's Wednesday. Things are crazy.
Day. It's hump day, y'all. That's why we're talking holes already.
Yes, and whales, which we haven't started talking about, but we will get to it. And camels. Anything with humps. Suburban roads.
Yeah, let's go. We're on a roll. So, guys, today is a very exciting day because things happen with anchors.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
Nothing really specific, but there was a lot of anchor music, which I appreciated. Yeah. And Captain Sandy was forced into saying the F word like 5 times today, which means it's time for Below Deck Mediterranean.
Woot, woot.
Woot, woot, indeed, Ben.
Woot, woot. Big woots. I love talking about this show on Wednesdays because I actually feel like it's the perfect hump day show. I feel like, you know, Below Deck Med is really fun. I enjoy watching it. I enjoy experiencing it. I enjoy talking about it. It's just a great thing to signal that we are halfway through our week and smooth sailing from here on out as long as we can get those anchors fixed.
Yeah, and sometimes it seems like, why is this a Bravo show? Because the Bravo brand is like housewives, luxury, richness. But episodes like this and the last really explain it very well, because the fights are so minuscule and stupid, and you're so invested. I mean, Onion Wars, I have never seen the internet go as apeshit as they have been going over the Onion controversy.
Yeah, this has been a pretty epic thing with these Onions. It takes me back to Below Deck season 3, I believe it was. Maybe it was season 4. I don't remember. But when it was Leon and there was a cardboard box issue, you know, the dehydrator in the cardboard box. I mean, the fights that happen on this show are so real, and they're over the smallest thing, and it's so great.
Yep. So fine. So this episode, how does it start off, Ben?
It starts off with fairy drama, because as you remember last week, the guests are going to take a ferry up to some waterfalls, and there's some food that has to be ready, but the ferry has been delayed. And so Adam, the chef, is all annoyed because the food is just going to spoil. And so, you know, Hannah's like, Adam, well, there's nothing I could do about it, so won't you shut up your face now? And he's like, well, maybe Bugsy should be chief stew. That's generally who gets all the shit done anyway. And then that's when Hannah makes her comment about, well, maybe we need a chef who can read a fucking preference sheet. Hey, but that.
And then Adam does his, like, stupid stoner English where he's trying to make a good point, but it never makes sense. He's like, she's continuing this looming ability to fuck with me in my timing. She's continuing a looming ability? What the fuck are you even talking about?
And Hannah goes, no one ever speaks to me like that. Ever.
Eva!
Eva!
Eva Longoria comes in. Like, you're not on this show, Eva Longoria. Okay, you can't be on everything. Take a seat, Eva.
And then Adam says, well, you know, the Onion thing was kind of a fiasco, but Bugsy's killing it, though. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah,
Bugsy's not doing anything that Hannah's not doing, you know?
So on the guest boat, they're like, cheers! Cheers to no onions! Hey, cheers to chasing waterfalls! Die. Yeah. Please all die. Please all drown.
Yeah. So yeah, you know what happened at TLC. One third of it didn't survive.
Just how they keep cutting back to little tiny things on this show cracks me up. They're like, yeah, we're chasing waterfalls! And Hannah's like, on pieced! And she's just smoking on the yacht.
Yeah. She's like, Adam? Adam needs to. I have 3 stripes, and Bugsy has 2 stripes. Lauren has a -5 stripe. He needs to learn to respect my stripe. You know what I'm saying? No one ever respects my stripe, ever.
Which peppermint has more stripes? Know which peppermint is the strongest, Adam?
I'm like a fucking zebra on here with all my stripes. Someone's got to respect that for once. So they get to the waterfalls, and Bugsy is like awash with splendor. She's like, it's out of a fairy tale, really?
She says, this waterfall is breadstaking. It's like Fear-a-dice. It's breadstaking and Fear-a-dice? The hell? Poor Bugsy. It's all a nightmare to Bugsy.
I think it's actually, yeah.
Speaking of Fear-a-dice, Malia got dirt on her shorts. She's like, my God, I got dirt on my shorts. And Adam's like, yeah, I can get your dirt off. Yeah, it's good to finally have her at my side. And, you know, I have this burning feeling. It's probably your liver, you fucking drug addict. It's your kidneys. Drink some water, you fucking bloodshot piece of crap.
I did enjoy, this was crosscut with Hannah and Wes walking around town to get some booze. And Hannah is just like bitching about Adam, which I enjoyed. I love watching a good bitch session. And so then Adam, meanwhile, Adam's getting so annoyed as he's watching Kenny, because Adam went on the ferry and he's watching Kenny, and who's the primary, and he's the guy who doesn't like onions, and Adam's getting annoyed with people like Kenny who don't like onions. He's like, that's not how it works, Kenny. You need to be more appreciative. I'm like, he's only paying $20,000, all right?
I've met Kenny's before. Kenny's are my rival. Kenny's ruined my job. Hey, they like that's not how it works, Kenny.
You know, Kenny's, when you see them, they're all showered, living in houses that can't move.
Yeah, you park your van, and then some Kenny comes out and tells you you're in a space. Hey, fuck off, Kenny.
Some Kenny's got that quote-unquote clean underwear.
You dump your shit in Kenny's parking space on your way out. Fuck you, Kenny.
He has allergies that, you know, cause his esophagus to close in. We've all seen those Kennys. Although Kenny doesn't have an allergy. He just has a preference. I like that Wes is, you know, he's starting to get angrier and angrier at Adam. And he's like, you know what I call Adam? He's an ogre on the inside. That's what he is. He's an ogre. Oh, I'm so naughty.
Eventually, every turtle comes out of the shell. He's an ogre on the inside, not even like Shrek. Shrek's an ogre on the outside and an angel on the inside.
But he's an ogre on the inside, I tell you. Oh, I'm so naughty. Don't tell my father I said that.
This is a 40-year-old guy with bloodshot eyes and a bad wig on the out. So,
my dad said never say a four-letter word, but I'm going to say it today. Ogre.
So Adam's like, yeah, you want to sneak off into the bushes, Malia? And Malia's like, I'm sure. So they go for a walk. And yeah. Max is like, you go sneaking into the bushes. When Wes is what, Adam can play.
Also, the guests are really enjoying the food. They're eating couscous. And they're like, what is couscous anyway? They're like, I think it's a fancy term for something ground up. I think corn. It's not.
Couscous is a Moroccan rice made out of semolina flour. Okay.
Couscous, I think, as we all know, it's lamb that's been seared and then diced into small balls and blanched white. Mm-hmm. So
onions. Kenny's like, damn it. So they're walking, and Bobby watches them off, and he's like, oh, God, like, I'm not the guy who just grabs her and, like, forces a makeout. Gosh, it's like I never get a chance because people keep taking her.
Yeah. It's like, I'm the guy who just slut shames are right out front. You know, there's something to be said about that. Meanwhile, they keep cutting to Sandy looking through binoculars as if she's, like, spying on the conversation. All right, well, back at the binoculars. Well, let's see. Ocean still has waves.
Well, now there's a well-rested staff. What?
Oh, ah, patting myself on the shoulder there. God, that was a good stretch.
Look at that adorable restaurant right there by the dock. Looks like they're serving some fresh Ranzino. Maybe I'll head on over. No, can't leave my posts.
Yeah, I went out with our friend Leah Black the other day for dinner, and she goes, oh my God, I'll take the Branzino. And I was like, of course she will. So that's so bravo for you to order Branzino right now.
I know. That's what I thought. I said I got Branzino 2 weeks ago and all I could think about was Blow Deck. That's how this podcast has infiltrated my life.
I would like to thank the editors, because sometimes you watch these shows and it's just like all these hot people and you're like, I could never clean on a boat. I'm not hot enough. You know, I could never vacation in Croatia. I don't work out enough. So thank you for putting this fat dude in Speedo, because it really gave me life. I was like, thank you. That is confidence on some pudgy little knock-kneed legs right there. Thank you, bravo.
But notice that they blurred his face out. You know, they're like, we're not even going to ask for a release for this man. We don't want his name associated with the show. We're just going to body shame him.
Yeah, but they showed his whole walk. Yeah, I was like, what are you going to travel? Are you going to follow him? They're like, okay, make it so that he's even closer in this shot. Let's have him the entire walk.
This was, I feel like once a season, Bravo has on Below Deck, they have to really zoom in on a fat guy in a small bathing suit. Remember last season, there was that fat dude with the hunchback and the hair all over his back?
Well, this guy was smooth, so... I like the variety. You know, we're not all the same model people. Yeah. So Adam is flirting with Malia, and he does this fucking flirting that makes me crazy when guys flirt with girls like this. He talks to her kind of like she's a baby. He's like, whoa, isn't it nice to get away? So nice to take a walk.
Yeah.
Like, when you go talk about going to Greece. Like, choo-choo, banana on a spoon, choo-choo into your mouth, little baby.
Well, I mean, I can...
Jesus, that motorcycle was like, I'm very loud, I'm a motorcycle.
It was Adam being like, hey, Malia, check out my new motorcycle. It makes me more of a man, right? Guess what? It's also my house.
I got a new non-muffler on the back of my van.
So, yeah, so they're flirting, talking about going to Greece. He's like, yeah, you got to go to Greece with me, whatever. She's like, and then they, like, walk back, and they share a kiss. It's we can't really see it. They're obscured by trees, but we hear
they don't share one. He fucking steals another one.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's like the guy who takes all the Skittles out of the doctor's little candy dish.
Yeah, like, exactly.
There's one per customer, sir.
So then everyone packs up, they go back to the boat, it's time for more drinking in the hot tub, and there's an order for espresso martinis. And meanwhile, Adam is now back in the kitchen. It's time for him to make, it's time for dinner, and he's going to make a lentil soup. And he's like, well, you can't make a lentil soup if you don't have onions. You need to have the onions in there. I'm like, well, then don't make the fucking lentil soup, dude. There's like a million starters. You don't need to make a soup.
Yeah, this guy's such a prick. And he's just doing it to be, you know, he thinks it's funny.
Yeah, he does. And so then it's getting close to dinner time. And he's, you know, he and Hannah are just now butting heads. And Hannah radios Adam, is like, Adam, is the menu ready? And he's like, yeah, it's been here on the counter for a while. It's like, ugh.
Hey, is this Kenny going to fucking pull me through the mud? Fuck you, Kenny. And she's like, what? He goes, oh, God damn it. This Amber idiot doesn't like mussels. And she's like, well, I think what you should do is serve them everything they don't like. And he's like, yeah, that's goddamn right, Bugsy. She's like, I was just kidding. I was only kidding, Adam.
So he decides he's going to put onions in the soup anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So he puts onions in the soup. And here's the thing. If you're going to put onions in the soup, like puree them or something. So that way there's no visible evidence, right? But he minces them. So you can still see that they're onions. I mean, you can tell when there's onions. When they're minced, you can see the onions, okay? So it's dinner time. There's a tablescape with big chunky beads on it, waiting for Kate Chastain to weigh in on that. I know she has an opinion.
There's a giant pearl necklace in a glass bowl, and it's just – it's like a symbol of Malia's whole arc. It's like this poor beauty, you know, covered in pearl necklaces, contained in a small space, you know? Like those pearl necklaces, you know – I'm sure she would want them to spread out, but she just can't. It's like that bowl can't just jump in the water and clean itself off, you know?
Yeah, with her homies, yeah.
Bless her heart.
So the soup comes out, and everyone loves the soup. But sure enough, Kenny is like, I think there's an onion in the soup. Or someone says the onions are spotted. What a shock.
Yeah. So he's like, I think there's onions. And his wife is like, oh, you don't have to worry. We told him no onion. Surely he wouldn't do that.
Not for the fifth time in a row. Surely he wouldn't be such an asshole slash idiot to do it again, right?
And he's Adam's in the bottom watching on the monitor like, yeah.
They like it.
Eat it, yeah. So Malia and Max. Yeah.
You're talking about boys.
Yeah, Max is like, so you took a walk. How was the vibe? How was the what? How was the vibe? Is he a cup of tea? What about Wiz? Are you a cup of tea? She's like, we're just buds. And then he's like, she could just flick all lashes at anyone she wants. And they say, oh, Malia. Malia.
She's like, see, the thing is, I'm like a really big Vanderpump Rules fan. And every time I think about kissing Wes, I feel like I'm kissing Lisa. So I just really can't go down that path.
Yeah, I don't want to be manipulated into kissing Lisa Vanderpump. Okay.
I don't want Ken to come after me and knock me spark out.
So Max is like, what about Bob? And she's like, what about Bobby? He's like, oh, you know his name still, so he's not written off for stealing the rest.
She's like, yeah, I'm not into him, but I guess theoretically I would have been into him if it hadn't been for all the Lauren stuff, but I'm not into him. He's like, so what you're saying is you're into Bobby. All right, great, noted. I'll go tell him what not.
She's like, well, I mean, I guess he would be my type. He works out, but then again, he's Bobby, so no. He's like, yeah, it works out. I'm telling him it's going to work out. It's got on your part. It's like Max goes off to just, you know, start some shit. Meanwhile, Bugsy is down to the kitchen, just being nice. Like, she's not doing anything. She's like, hello, Adam. I just wanted you to know that they've enjoyed the soup and they're 5 minutes away from dinner or whatever. And
do you need anything? I can go wipe something up with my rag. And then Hannah walks in and she sees them being, you know, slightly friendly. And Hannah's like, I don't like what's going on there. Ever since Adam made that comment, they're just getting along like two peas in a pod with no onions. I don't like it at all.
They're like bum chums. That's what she said.
And the thing is that Adam's mind games totally work on Hannah. That's the thing. They wouldn't work on Kate Chastain, but they work 100% on Hannah. Because now Hannah's like, fucking Bugsy. I don't like the way she's acting. She's trying to get up in my knickers. I don't like it.
Yep. Well, Hannah's weak spot has always been being manipulated by asshole men. I mean, that was her weak spot last year, too. And here we are again.
Yep. So she's now she's mad at Bugsy. Now she's taking it all out on Bugsy. She thinks Bugsy is like climbing up some ladder when Bugsy's just trying to like exist. She's like, did I remind everyone of my granddad or anything that you think I'm doing? I'm just trying to maintain a proper mental state right now. That's all. So please just bug off, everyone.
Would you like me to pick up your plates? That stupid bum chum with Adam. Why don't you just go get married already? Why don't you get a ring on your finger, Bugs? Uh-oh.
Seriously. So now it's the main course. It's lamb, and there's broccoli, and the broccoli tastes like onions because there was onion in the soup, and it's ruined their taste buds. So you know this is going to be bad eventually.
Kenny's still pretty sure there were onions in the soup. And so Hannah tells us, well, at least no one sent the food back, thank God. And then the husband goes, we just hear like a little conversation between a husband and a wife. And he's like, yeah, this is fun, but we're going to get back from vacation. And I'm going to be like, you didn't pick the Q-tips off the goddamn counter again. And she goes, yeah, well, what about when you shit your pants and I had to clean it up in the laundry room? And he goes, well, look, honey, that was my New Year's resolution not to shit my pants. And I think I'm doing pretty good. Oh, the romance. The romance.
So then Max, he goes over and tells Bob, he's like, so I just spoke to Malia and she said that she might be into you if it weren't for Lauren. So really, you have a chance, Bob. And Bob is like, uh-huh.
I'm going to try and get in there.
It's like that famous scene from Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me he's like, what are the odds that you would be into me? And she's like, he's like, is it 1 out of 10, 1 out of 100? She's like, 1 out of 1,000,000. He's like, so you're telling me there's still a chance? So Bobby's like, ready to go. He sees the light at the end of the tunnel. He just doesn't realize that the tunnel is extremely, he's looking at a tunnel situation here. That's what he doesn't realize. So he's excited.
Get one little shot when everybody's going to bed later, and Bobby's sitting in bed eating like one of those giant round chocolate mint things. And I don't know why it made me laugh so hard, but It just shows Bobby in night vision for some reason, eating this gigantic round chocolate mint, just happy
Sounds
as can
delicious.
Be. He's like, yeah, I have a chance. I deserve this.
Well, the funny thing with Bobby, what I've always find so amusing with Bobby is that when he's an asshole, he's such an asshole. He's like the worst. He's just this misogynist dick with like just a woe is me mentality, entitlement. But then when he is like at the bottom of the barrel, he actually becomes kind of funny. He's like, I'm just like, he just becomes this like sort of funny, hopeless dude. He's like, I don't even have a chance. Like, I can't even do anything. I'm just like this. No one cares about me. I'm just like there. I'll get a challenge at Malia. I'm just like wiping the deck down. And you're like, oh, Bobby. And I'm like, fuck me for having sympathy for Bobby. And now he's eating a mint, being likable. Fuck you, Bobby, for manipulating me so much.
You can be as likable as you want. But if you have a tendency to often start Rage screaming out. Especially at women, and then just being like, ew, who's next in line, or whatever, fuck you. Like, your niceness overcome that.
I like to describe things a lot in Jurassic Park terms, which is that Bobby is the T-Rex, and for, like, the first half of the movie, you're like, the T-Rex is the worst. Oh, my God, I hate the T-Rex. But then Adam, the chef, comes along, and he's the Velociraptors, and you're like, wait a second, the Velociraptors are the real problem here. They're the worst, and they're smart. They're the real problems here. But then the T-Rex comes and eats the Velociraptors. You're like, thank God, and everything is okay in the world. That's how I see the season going.
Well, this is – I see it going like this, the most recent Jurassic Park, where suddenly the T-Rex is just trying to help us. It's like, wait a minute. No, that's the T-Rex.
No, the Velociraptors are trying to help us. Does that mean that at some point someone's like – Adam is going to be stuck between Bobby and Hannah, and they're going to be saying something like, come on. Come on, Blue. Come on. Come back to us. Come on.
He'll be like,
I don't stand for that.
Yeah. They're like, we said no onions. He's like, yeah, I've known some Velociraptors in my time.
So anyway, there's also a funny scene where Hannah opens up a bathroom door and there's a guest just passed out on the toilet, which is also funny.
And then she goes to tell their friends. She's like, guys, I don't want to bug yet. And they go, oh, did he pass out shitting? She's like, yeah. And they're like, ah, yeah, he does that a lot.
Otherwise, he shits his pants, and then a whole New Year's resolution is ruined.
I love that that's that guy's thing.
Yeah.
Like, there goes Frank again, passing out on the shitter.
Yeah. So then the next morning, the boat's pulling out of the dock. We get a Hanky cameo. Did you see Hanky?
No. Was there a little Hanky?
There was a little swan, you know, seeing off the yacht, which was really cute. So it's like the morning, and Bobby and Malia are in like the little crew galley, whatever it's called. And they're sitting there, and Bobby's like, so Malia, are you awake? She's like, not really. He's like, great. Can we have a talk? She's like, okay. I mean, this poor girl gets pulled off for a talk. You would think you were watching The Bachelor. Can I see you for a second? So
sorry to interrupt. Can I have a moment?
Yeah. So he's talking to her. He's like, so I was wondering, like, I was thinking, like, so Max told me that, like, if it weren't for Lauren, he'd be interested in me. So do you think, you know, like, you want to hang out? We can go on a date, eat chocolate mints and stuff. She's like, Bobby. But then Malia does that thing that I really hate, which is like, you know, I grew up with a bunch of brothers, so I've always just been like one of the guys. I'm like, oh, fuck that saying. I hate it so much. It's the biggest cop out of, like, I don't know what it's a cop out of, but it's a cop out of something, and I don't like it.
And it's also kind of giving them an excuse to just like be totally casual jerking off around you. It's like, I'm so used to it. I have so many brothers. Like, I get it. You've all got boners, you know. It's like, whoa, yeah. Malia. And also, never tell a guy, well, I mean, you are my type. I mean, you work out and you're handsome. And he's like, well, there we go.
I'm Bobby in the mornings in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he's like, well, so can we just like hang out? And she says, well, I mean, if it's just to like hang out to get to know each other, then I guess. And he's like, score. Yeah, did it. She's mine. Yeah. She's mine.
No. Here's why I don't like when someone says they're just one of the guys, because I feel like the girls that say they're just one of the guys are the ones who invariably wind up with like the real douchebag, like an Adam, and then their relationship has drama, and then she like pulls everyone into the drama, and then she still expects to be called one of the guys. No, that's lady drama. That's lady drama, not boy drama. Boy drama is very different.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
So let's see.
And by the way, she also can't claim to be one of the fish too. You can't be the, you can't say I'm just one of the fish and just one of the guys. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Malia, I hope you learned your lesson. I know you're listening. Learn your lesson. It's fish or guys. You have to choose.
Choose your path.
Choose your path, Malia.
So meanwhile, at breakfast, Kenny's like, whoa. Well, we got eggs, so you know what?
No, I guess if we barely got eggs.
He's like, if we hadn't asked for eggs, we'd have the same breakfast every day: granola and yogurt,
and
granola
and yogurt, fruit plate,
granola and yogurt, granola and yogurt,
which is shades of Leon. Remember Leon's whole thing is he just cooked the same thing for every charter group. It was like lamb cheeks, lamb cheeks, lamb cheeks.
Yeah, so but this guy's not even cooking. He's just like putting out some kashi, you know. Ass. So he brings Malia a little dessert thing, and she's like, well, kissing the dessert does come with certain perks, like spinach in my omelet.
Yeah.
Little desserts. Like,
he brings her, like, well, there's two. Adam's whole thing is that he's giving her special food, you know? So it's like, in this case, he gives her the, like, a chocolate mousse later on, but in this case, he's like, hey, Malia, you want some spinach in your omelet? She's like, yes. Just one of the sous chefs. So he gives her that. So she's like, ha, ha, ha. And Kenny, meanwhile, they're still complaining about this fruit plate. And he's like, well, I guess maybe our standards have been too high in the past, which is not what you want to hear from your guests on a boat.
Yeah. It's like when someone's like talking too deeply about a hamburger at Wendy's and they're like, well, I mean, we are at Wendy's. You know? This is a new mommy. That's not what you want to say when they're paying so much.
Yeah. So the whole thing is that they are now going to do like an obstacle course thing where it's going to be crew versus guests. It's like this whole fun thing. They're in teams. They go down slides. And it's like this big antic montage of stuff, chaos, essentially. I wasn't really following. It was just a lot of splish splash and weird costumes and jumping off things, whatever. And Lauren being like, they cheated.
I just have to say nothing really happened here, but I like that the captain's like, all right, crew, we're about to do the anchor. And they're like, wait, you want me? She's like, this is quite normal on boats, this whole anchoring thing.
We are we're not trying to recreate Speed 2. We just want to drop an anchor. This does not require any special effects here. So, by the way, one thing that did come out of the obstacle course is in the middle of it, Adam's like, oh, I hate hot dogs. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. Hot dogs are a national treasure,
sir. So, Captain, after the obstacle course, he's like, wow, well, wasn't that fun? Aren't y'all glad you took a rest? Now, come on. I prepared some shots for you guys. And Kenny's like, whoa, thanks, Cap. Makes up for the onions in my food. She's like, I am shocked to hear the word onion come up. What the fuck?
I love moments like that one, like out of nowhere, obstacle, onion, boom, the music just dropped, made that noise.
Boom.
Like we just heard the Kraken surfaced.
Boom. Oh no.
Boom.
Hold on 1 second. Something just happened. Something not good, Ben. You still there?
Uh-oh. I'm here. Did someone say the word onion?
You know, stretched out my foot here at my desk, and I guess I undid the cord to my monitor, and it went out, and I was like, oh, bitch, if this stopped recording this whole entire, I'm not talking about onions again. I'm not going through act one and act two of onions again, okay? It's going to be just a lost episode, but it worked out.
Don't worry, we're still here, and what we do know is that Sandy has finally learned that there is some onion trouble in paradise.
Dun, 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 dun. I love that movie sound effect, and it's still on every preview that comes out. They're like Tom Cruise, The Mummy.
It's all because of Inception. Ever since Inception, every single movie is like, bah, bah, bah. It's like the stupidest thing. I'm like, this must be a rom-com.
Okay, sorry, I keep derailing us. But while we're derailed, can I just apologize to you and everybody who's listening to this that every time I've posted an episode this week, it's the wrong number? I'm trying to figure out what was our last number. I was getting stuff organized, and I went on to both SoundCloud and Art19, and our last episode is like, they're just both wrong. I'm like, hello, stoner, get it right. Okay, there's my public apology.
Well, it's easily fixable, so don't worry about it. You are going to fix it, though, right?
I just did.
Everything's so awkward now that Bugs is fixing all the numbers.
Oh, Bugs.
So there is awkwardness because Hannah and Bugs – well, Hannah and Bugs have some awkward moment because of Adam's comment. And that's like – I think Bugsy – I think that was this the part where Bugsy is like, everything's been so awkward between us, Neil. Everything used to be fine. But now it's like strange because of Adam. And I'm just like, I didn't do anything. Don't punish me because of Adam's comments. Am I right?
And the guests are at the table, and Kenny's like, so, Bugsy, you seem like you've got it under control. And Hannah somewhere is like, God damn it, I'll kill that little bitch, that little bum chum. Hey, why don't you and Kenny just get married? Would you like the honeymoon suite with Kenny Bugs?
Bugs.
So she goes.
Happily ever after.
So Bugsy's like, how do I deal with this? So down in the kitchen, Hannah's telling the chef, she goes, Can the potatoes be thin and crunchy and round shape? And he goes, no. She goes, but round shape. And he said, and he goes, no. So like chips.
Well, he goes, but I can make French fries. And I mention that because it's important. Because she goes, because then he does what you just said, which is like, I mean, I can make chips. She's like, I don't know, just round shaped. It's like, oh, so you want chips or you want French fries? Because initially you said French fries. She's like, I never said French fries, you stupid ass twat.
Yeah. Who was the one who said he can make French fries? And she goes, No, chips. And he goes, well, I need 20 minutes to heat up the deep fryer. You fucking asshole, how are you going to make the French fries in the microwave? You would have had to do that either way, you ass.
Yeah. And also, like, why are you making this so difficult? If she says, can you make them, like, long and round? Just say, oh, yeah, sure, like a chip, right? You knew exactly what she was talking about immediately.
Because she's trying to cock block me. She's trying to Kenny McCock. She's trying to Kenny cock me. We all know Kenny cockers.
I hate Kenny's. I hate Kenny's how they want chips instead of fries. I mean, this is America. Have some fries instead of a chip.
So the captain comes in. She's like, oh, hey there, Chef Adam. Quick question. Someone told me that they thought there were onions in their food. You putting onions in their food? And he's like, dun 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 dun. Then it cuts to lunch, and they're having hamburgers, and the wife is like, no onions. And back to the kitchen. Adam's like, well, I did cook with onion. Okay. At first. But then after that, you didn't? Nope. Just once. Just the first time. I've been taking care of it ever since.
And by first time, I, of course, I'm talking about all the meals, because it's basically a continuum of food, right? So this is still the first time, right? I'm not in trouble.
And she says, okay, then, Adam, you know, just be careful. Preference sheets and all. He's like, yeah, Cap. Well, I want the captain to like me, so I need to do what I can do to hide the truth.
Yeah. This is the big cover up. Everyone thinks.
Hopefully you hide that better than you hide the onions, you fucking loser.
Onion hider. I should also
hider.
Mention, in between, in the midst of this, Bobby is standing on the deck and some other boat comes by causing like a wake. And Bobby's, oh gosh, I hate that captain. You know what? When I buy a boat, I'm going to name it the See You Next Tuesday. Come on, Bobby. First of all, Arrested Development did that joke and they did it much better with the C word. Remember
and
that?
And second of all, just like the real thing, you ain't ever going to get it, Bobby.
So, maybe a canoe.
Just watch it sail on by, girl.
Yeah. So now, meanwhile, up on the dining deck, Kenny starts telling Hannah about the onions. He's like, by the way, there were onions last night. And so now it's like,
well, I said, surely, Kenny, he wouldn't do that after the night before. Right, Hannah? Right? What do you think, Hannah? Right?
So Hannah's like, oh, my God, this fucking idiot. And Hannah, I think she tells, like, Max or whatever. She's like, this onions again. And now everyone's getting mad at Adam. They're like, this guy's going to fuck over our tip. Like, this is so stupid. And even Max is like, and he's making Hannah look like an idiot because Hannah's the one who's got to bring out the food. It makes Hannah look like she's not, like, delivering the message or whatever.
Yeah.
So
Hannah
then
goes to Bugsy, and she's like, listen here, little Adam bum buddy. You're probably the only one who knows the truth and helping him get away with it. Are you conspiring to help Adam let onions? She just asked Bugsy, and Bugsy just like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
She's like, I'm going to have to be in between them and the onion wars, the great onion war, 2017.
So Hannah goes into the galley and is like, Adam, were there any onions in the soup? They're asking about it. He's like, yeah, I put onions in the soup. And then Adam goes, Hannah seizes a moment to chuck me under the bus. I'm like, she's not throwing you under the bus. You did it to yourself. you did something after being told no like three times. You did it again, and now you're mad at Hannah because she's coming back to say that they're not happy about it. You threw yourself under the own bus.
Yeah,
sir.
And he's like, well, they were blended. I thought it was funny. She goes, oh, so you want me to tell him he's right? And he said, well, you can tell him and ruin our tip. And she goes, you're the one ruining the tip yourself, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Seriously. And that is that sort of like annoying personality where they just turn it around, make themselves the victim. Like, you're doing it to me.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're the one who created this situation. And you put Hannah in a really weird position where she has to either lie to the guests or lie to the captain or something like that.
He says something like, God damn it, Hannah. And she's like, what am I doing? And he goes, you're standing here bitching is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Can't make these people happy. And then it's like Kenny, onions.
Yeah.
Kenny saying onions.
And then there's like some like burgers there or something. And she's like, oh, fine. Are these ready? And he's like, yeah, they've been sitting there. Oh my God.
Yeah. And he's like, well, look, that first night you really pissed me off. And she's like, it was the preference sheet. I just gave them what they asked for. And he goes, oh yeah, what's that? Resting bitch face.
And what he didn't see is that Sandy had meandered into the galley and she's like, whoa, Adam. Whoa, what's going on here? So then basically they have to have like a moment. And Sandy defends Hannah, and Sandy is like, there should be no onions. It's a fucking problem, okay? Just don't put fucking onions in their food, you stupid idiot.
Fuck monster. Butt buddy and fuck.
I love that. I was so happy that Sandy was there for it to defend Hannah. I was like, this is not right. This probably happens at every workplace across America.
Yeah, he's an ass. But it did kind of make me wish that she would have just been like, now get off the boat. Little fuckity fuck face.
Well, the producers were like, you can't fire him because there's too much like good stuff coming out of the kitchen now. So sorry, you have to keep him on board.
Yeah, I guess.
When Captain Lee didn't fire Rocky like 12 different times. He's like, well, where are you gonna get a stew right now? We're in the second charter of the season. There's just not enough time to get a new stew.
Well, look, I mean, if Adam at least whips out a mermaid tail and starts rolling around on the ground and singing show tunes, then okay, he can stay. Otherwise, get the fuck off. It can't be hard to find a mediocre chef.
Yeah, exactly. So now Bobby starts complaining because he keeps getting placed on the opposite end of the boat than from Malia and even from Wes. He's like, now he just wants to be with Wes at the very least. He just wants to learn something from his bosun. And he's like, oh, I can't even get any Wes time. I mean, where's my mint?
Oh, Bobby. So let's see. Last year, been tattled and it burnt me, but this directly affects the guests, and now I have no choice but to tattle. So she goes up to the captain and she says, I want to make it clear that the issue wasn't just onions on the first night. He went out of his way to put onions on the second night to be funny. And the captain's like, well, I should fire him. The fact that he lied to me, it's almost psychotic.
What sort of psycho lies to me, Sandy? What a psychotic person.
You know, that Norman Bates, the whole plot of that movie, just lying to Sandy.
You know, I'm glad they put Ted Bundy in jail because I heard he was a serial liar. Just always lied about things.
So
you know what's a psychotic? You know what's a scary movie? Working Girl. Look at that psycho changing her resume, saying that she's a boss when she's not. What a psycho.
Although I will say, never had trouble docking that boat. That very sure knew where the anchor was. You better work it, Working Girl.
Oh, yeah. That's a great example of anchoring right there.
So Adam, meanwhile, is like, hey, Malia, you want a dessert? She's like, yeah, baiting, making out with the chef, perks. So she's eating a dessert, and he goes, yeah, I like doing nice things for girls because my parents are still married, and I've seen romantic acts. And so I like to bestow those romantic acts upon whoever's the most fuckable. So I look the youngest and the most virile out of the entire group of men.
Jesus, what part of romance involves you giving her some chocolate mousse and saying, get it in your mouth, girl?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, swallow this cream I made.
To me, I think all those little gifts, like, those are distractions from his inner asshole. You know, like, romantic things are when Wes gives you like a rag and is like, I gave you a rag because I thought it would be nice if we both washed down the dick together. You know, it's not you giving the chocolate mousse, which is like a fake.
Yeah,
gesture.
But you already had to make it work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, I just finished work with Ben. Hey, here's a gift for you. It's a copy of the podcast we did today. that's my romantic act. Okay.
Yeah.
To my boyfriend.
So, but now, interestingly enough, Malia finds out about all this onion gossip, and she's like, I can't believe that he did that with the onions. I mean, I didn't know this side of him existed. Ah, it sort of turns me off. I'm like, oh, please. You're not turned off at all. It turns you on.
Also,
you like a bad play.
Did you notice that she's like, this isn't when I didn't see the side of Adam before, and she's eating the chips he made. Show's so funny. So it's time for the guest departure. And Kenny's like, hey guys, I hope I don't have onion breath because I'm about to give a speech. He's like, Wes, God, you and your exterior crew, you kicked butt. And Miss Hannah, wow, I don't know who packed your patience up this trip, but it's like you had 10 years of therapy since last time I saw you. Bugs, Lauren, don't know either of you well. Lauren, I have a feeling you're a whore, but damn it, you're good at cleaning a bathroom. Adam, you know I don't like onions. And so I'd just like to cap this with one suggestion in the chef area. You know, we had the same breakfast every day. I ate lots of onions. But Hannah was great, so thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. He basically says if we didn't ask for eggs, we would have had the same thing every single day. And it's like so awkward. But I was proud of the guy for saying something. Adam did deserve to be publicly humiliated in front of the crew.
Yeah. Adam's probably mad every time he even goes to Denny's and sees so many things. It's like so many different eggs on the menu. It's like, God damn it. Now it's Denny's and Kenny's. I can't trust anyone.
That's my hammy that you're putting that moon over. I don't like it. So now it's time for the tip meeting. And you know, the producers try to make us think that they're going to have like a really shitty tip. But I knew it was all misdirection. And sure enough, they had the biggest tip they've had of the season. And they got like $20,000, which is funny because it was like two charters ago, they got a really shitty tip of like $12,000, right? Oh, I guess that was for
it
one
was their
day,
biggest,
so never mind.
Yeah, it was their biggest tip yet.
Yeah, 20,000. So then apologizes to the group for what he did, and he's like, yeah, I added the onions to the soup out of spite, so I'm sorry, everyone. So I was like, okay, you're basically an asshole. Got it.
Yeah. I do like a good confession, though. At least he confessed.
Yeah. Wiz starts flirting with Malia again, and, you know, he tells us, he's like, it really sucks because I always feel like I have you short and things are going well. And then she goes inside and then talks to Adam and she comes outside and doesn't care about me anymore. It really sucks. I was like, oh, poor Wes. That does suck.
Yeah, we have a good time. But then she passes Adam because she has to go inside and she'll pass right by Adam and then it's all different. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like someone I really want as my girlfriend. It's
time to move on.
She is nice until she passes someone, and then it's all over. I think you need to keep looking. I mean, I know you're on a small
maybe
boat
really
and everything,
is.
But...
maybe she really is just one of the guys, because that's a very guy thing to do.
Yeah.
So then now it's time for the Sandy and Adam meeting, and Sandy's like, so what's going on, Adam? What's happening here? You seem like you're not well rested. Is that what's going on here? And he basically says he added onions to the soup. He's like, I just felt like the soup needed the flavor. And she's like, but you said you did it out of spite. He's like, no, yeah, I said that because I knew they wouldn't believe me anyway. I'm like, this is nothing adds up to me here, you know?
Yeah, he's just lying. Why don't you just tell the fucking truth? You already told it.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, well, they wouldn't believe that it was an accident. So I said it was revenge. She's like, well, next charter, I want to see your best because I want to fire this little asshole, but I can't find a chef mid-season in Croatia.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you could, because basically all they have to do is grill some fish and there's plenty of fish. Just get some Branzino. This isn't that hard. Get rid of him.
There are professional chefs in Croatia, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Maybe even Italy on the other side of the sea there. So Sandy's like, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep an eye on him. Except, you know, from the hours of 10 p.m. to 8 a.m., because that's when I'm sleeping. Can't have both. Can't have eyes open then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Sandy lost some points here. She should have just axed his ass. Yeah. So getting ready to go out. They're like, yeah, finally we get to go out. And someone's like, yeah, it's going to be good because it's Friday. And Lauren goes, oh, my God, it's Friday? Oh, shit. It's like, that's so Lauren.
And Adam, meanwhile, he's like, well, I'm going to go out with everyone because I want to prove to everyone that I'm a member of the team. So I'm going to go out with everyone. I'm like, oh, what a sacrifice you're making, doing something that you probably would have done anyway.
Just like Jesus did, you know, just went to have dinner with people.
Yeah.
Just to assure them that it's like, shut up. So, yeah, I was like, actually, he did do that. He's like, hey, welcome to the Last Supper.
Patting himself. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jesus did do that.
Yeah, never mind.
Adam was really patting himself on the back for being, you know, like, I'm going to make the ultimate sacrifice. I'm going to enjoy a night out in Croatia with the rest of the crew just to show that I'm a team player.
Also, to make sure that Wes doesn't move up to first place and Bobby doesn't have a chance to slide his retainer ass into second.
So
they're showing up to make sure no one moves his cheese.
Yeah, exactly. So they all are going out. And now Hannah has decided that she hates Bugsy now. She is fully does not want anything to do with Bugsy. She's like, her head's gotten quite big, which is strange already as it is. And I'm not going to talk to her anymore. I'm like, Hannah, you're falling into Adam's games. It made me so mad.
And then poor Bugsy runs up to try and be included in a selfie.
Yeah.
The little shots on the show crack me up. So they're having shots at dinner. Everybody's loosening up. And Bugsy's like, how's about that last shot? They've been my favorite so far, Hans, Dan. How do you feel, Chef? And he's like, I'll give you guys all my share of the tip because it could have gone so wrong with what I did. And they're like, no, no, that's silly. That's silly.
Right. Which, and he knew they would say that, which is why he offered it. He was never going to offer his money up, you know.
Yeah, if you really wanted to make up for it, you would pay the check for this dinner and say that was
exactly
on me.
By dinner. Exactly. And Malia's like, wow, I really respect Adam's offer so much. I'm like, of course you did.
Yeah,
that's why he did it.
It takes nerve and also a side of spinach that nobody else gets.
It's almost like he was giving each of us our own individual chocolate mousses.
On a Below Deck Med, it's like someone fucking a dude for his Mercedes, you know? It's like the saddest fucking ladder I've ever seen in my life.
So now Hannah is drunk. Well, every time Bugsy's like, what'd you guys think about Kenny? And this, what do you think? What do you think? Hannah just keeps grunting because Bugsy's kind of holding court. Hannah's just like, get me out of this damn country right now. I want to go back to Australia or London or whatever country my accent comes from.
I think you should be drunk around anybody that you're going to be friends with or date because you really see the other side of them. Hannah just gets these like anger eyes, you know, like these laser eyes, like she'll kill you. And then Wes gets like, he tries to be bro-y. He's like, well, Adam's not looking good. Maybe Malia will see his spiteful cunning and slyness. Money can't solve being a dick. I was like, ooh, burn, Wes, yeah. Burn.
Good one, Wes.
You still have Ross Geller hair. Burn, but burn.
So Hannah is drunk, and now she's talking to Lauren. She's bitching about Adam and Bugs to Lauren, and they're being buddy-buddy. And Bugs, poor Bugs, is watching, and she's like, I can see what they did over there. I don't understand. It's, like, very transparent. I got someone. I know she's mad at me because I'm friends with Adam. I haven't done anything wrong.
And Lauren, Hannah's manipulation is so hilarious because she's trying to Adam everybody. So she's, like, trying to manipulate them with her gossip. So she's like, yeah, I'll tell you this. You know, I don't give a fuck who you are, but if you take the second stew roll, you don't let your head get blown up. You know, it's like I've been telling everyone on this chatter. Lauren's the cool girl. Lauren's a real cool girl. And Lauren's like, yeah, let's hug! So she knows that she could just aim Lauren at whoever she wants now.
Exactly.
And Lauren will, like, go blab.
She's like, I always knew that you could handle the waterfall all by yourself. But it was Bugs who insisted that she go with you. I knew you could do it, Lauren. You have a wonderful stew.
I knew it! Fuck you, Bugsy!
So then...
Bugsy's like the nicest person in the world.
Yeah. So Malia's like sort of flirting with Wes a little bit. She's like, I love his accent. And Adam's like, I'm going to go back to the boat. So he goes back to the boat.
Yeah, he's basically mad that he's not getting flirted with, and Malia's flirting with Wes, and he acts like he's just feeling really bad about the whole incident on the boat.
Yeah, he's doing this. It's a whole performance that he's doing. So he's heading back to the boat. And once he leaves, everyone's like, great, now we can bitch about him. So they're all just bitching bad at him and how cocky he is and the onion thing and like, what the fuck or whatever. And Malia goes, hey, team, one of our members is actually having a really bad night. Okay. I'm like, ew, shut up. It was his fault. It was all his fault. He's having a bad night because he didn't listen. He got called out for it. He was reprimanded. It's his fault, okay? So don't, like, feel bad for him that he's feeling bad because he got in trouble for the own shit that his own shit that he did, okay?
Yeah, stupid. And then Wes is like, well, I haven't had one good night at because of all this drama. And if you're going to save that guy after what he's done, then I don't know you. She just wants a bad guy. And one day you'll want a good guy, but they'll all be taken.
Yeah. I was like, yes, Wes. There we go. That's a lot of talk I like out of Wes.
Yeah, except he probably won't. He's so gonna beg for her hand in marriage.
He'll be there. He'll be there.
And she'll just keep getting like messages every time Adam's in town. She'll just be like, "What? We were just being friends. We drove around in his van, Wes. What's the big deal?"
Wes needs to learn how to be petty. He needs to find some hot chick in Croatia and like make out with her, and then see what Malia does. That's a classic pettiness, but he'll never do that.
But in this relationship, he's the woman, and that shit does not work on the man as much. That's you know what I mean? The roles are kind of reversed.
Yeah.
Because Malia's even acting like, you know, she's like, oh, Adam's emotional, I'll chase him. She's totally being
the
man.
See, that's the thing. I've been totally supportive of Malia through all this. I've been like, listen, I'm not going to slut shame or anything. She has a right to hook up with whoever she wants to hook up with or kiss whoever she wants. They're the ones treating her like an object. But where she starts to lose points with me is when she starts to do the, oh my God, you guys, Adam is really hurting tonight. And it's like not cool that we're just all gossiping about him. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, like he's the one who like imperiled their whole tip and everything. So, I don't know.
Fuck that guy. Okay.
Fuck that guy. I'm totally invested. I can't wait to see what happens next.
All right. Well, that's the end of that. What's next, Ben?
Well, as it is Wednesday, it is time for our favorite segment, the Listener Spotlight. So this one's a special one because for those of you who don't know, the Crappin' Spotlight or Listener Spotlight, we don't really even know what we named our own segment. It's when people who support us on Patreon at the Listener Spotlight level, we turn the podcast over to them, and for 2 minutes, they get to talk to us about stuff. So one of our premium sponsors, Mia Hansen Aloha, recently celebrated a birthday last week.
Mia, happy day, girl.
Happy day, girl. And we have not actually gotten a listener supporter thing in from her, but she still has one. I'm just going to play it. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Michaela.
And McKenna.
And we are Mia Aloha's daughters.
And today is a very special day because it's our mom's 15th birthday.
Our mom, Mia, works from home, and all day, every day, she listens to Watch What Crappens, and it's her favorite podcast ever. The only reason why she watches Bravo is so she can keep up to date with all the TV shows and know what you guys are talking about because she loves your show so much.
And her favorite parts of the show are when you guys do the impressions of Ramona and Captain Sandy.
Those parts make her laugh so hard. Sometimes I'll hear crying coming from her office, and I'm like, Mom, what's wrong? But really, she's just laughing so hard because you guys crack her up so much. So we just wanted to say thank you, Watch What Crappens, for bringing some laughter to our mom's work day.
Happy birthday, Mom. We love you.
And thank you, Watch What Crappens.
Sweetest, loveliest thing that's ever happened on this podcast. Literally, I can't.
That made me feel things. That is the cutest fucking thing.
That was so cute. You girls are so wonderful.
You guys are so sweet that you did that for your mom.
That is.
And they like wrote it down and stuff.
And they alternated, and it was so nice. Mia, I hope you're crying right now because I'm practically crying.
That was so nice.
So happy birthday, Mia. And thank you for being a premium sponsor for all these months now. That is so awesome. So we really appreciate you, too.
For so long. She was one of our first.
Yeah, exactly. And now we have so many premium sponsors. We're running out of slots. It's amazing. But Mia, happy birthday. You girls are great. And You know, I'm sorry, Mia. We know you love a Ramona impersonation, but it's just, it's day class sake to make us do it for your birthday, okay?
Happy birthday, okay? Like, your kids made that message for you, and the only thing they forgot to say, maybe it was cut out, I don't know, but you're just like the other friends, and their friends like you better because you're like the cool mom. Like, you're so sexy.
Whoa, this is crazy. I'm just remembering now. One time, when I was a little girl, I went to Hawaii, and I said, I want to have my birthday here. And Geraldine Parsons-Smith said, if you want to have your birthday here, you might as well just stay here and never come back home. And to this day, I've never been back to Hawaii, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm afraid of Hawaii now, okay?
Okay. Love ya. So good. Thank you so much for being a premium. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday. And if you also want to participate in Listener Spotlight, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and sign up there. And you can sign up at the Listener Spotlight level. And then, you know, we will reach out to you and ask you for a recording. And there's also other levels you can do. So if you don't want to do the Listener Spotlight, you can do something else. Or you can just listen to the podcast, which we also appreciate. So everyone, have a great rest of your hump day. Tomorrow we are back for Real Housewives of New York City and Luann's big wedding. Is everyone excited?
Oh, can you believe it, girls? We love you guys. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.